Blog Talk Radio.
Today, another day, and so good to be here. Okay, yes, and I want to say thank you for tuning in, and I'm taking a look at what is going on in the weather system. There are a lot of attention pertaining to the weather system, and I noticed that the attention to the system is a reluctant one, because it doesn't mean well, and I don't know how many people begin to think a little deeper about the weather system. you know, the move of the jet stream and all that. Because you see, the kind of damage on people's way of life, it was not nice for the hominid African people to be killed in a lot of what they call it, holocaust. It wasn't a nice thing when I read about that, how these white people come in from Europe and come into not just America, it's what they call the Palestine. Other names that they call it, Israel, and I call it other things. However, I just don't take, I don't get any ease thinking about these white people that we are looking at today in every place that the indigenous African hybrid people go. Just about the entire groups, we call those groups of the hybrid set, we call them ethnic people. Great number of these groups journey out of Africa into the Western Hemisphere. And these hominins attack our people with their disease and everything. And extract their blood and go and make babies. And then they were able to form we call this now a culture. And today it is a mystery for people, especially the civilized people, to know what has happened to them. They were fine, but now they're not. Because these sodomites, uncivilized sodomite white hominid, of course, turned themselves into some kind of a human. And the real humans don't know where they come from. So when I read the documents today and see what people writing the history of what these sodomite white hominids did to the hybrid people, it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me because, of course, I tell you, nobody in my lifetime tell me those things. I come to understand that there were some people that were destroyed. But I didn't know to the depth of it. Because I'm looking at these white people and say, you know, like, where did they come from? And it's not until I read the World History textbook, I realize, oh, no, but this can't work. It just can't work because here it is. These folks who are not human being, because I'm reading where 3 to 4 million years these white people come from, hominid. And these that are called Homo erectus. Earlier, a couple years ago, you would hear more frequently people refer to Homo erectus. And it is very clear in those communication that the Homo erectus attacked the Neanderthals and interbreed with them for thousands of years until they destroy them. And today we don't know our own subgroup, the first subgroup, that is Neanderthals. Very, very popular in history, but the excuse given for their extinction is that we, the indigenous sapien, are the ones who kill the Neanderthals. And in a lot of cases today, they will never tell you that Neanderthals came from the sapien species 250,000 years ago. You won't see these white people with all of the language and all of the things that they can do. They will not tell you the truth about where they come from. Have you read any history with them? Because if you ever want to know where they are in the world, it's a textbook. They call themselves Romans. So you won't know European if you not reading and know what went on. You're not going to know that when you see Romans in the world literature textbook, you're talking about homosexuals. Yeah. But they put on the character of the African people who name Romans. And that's the way they get themselves where they are today. And today, we don't know. We just going on and they're talking about every single thing that these white people do. Because of their disease that cramp up and paralyze our brains so that we don't rule our government anymore. And the reason why they control Africa is because they go there and use their disease on Africa. African leaders lost their mind. So they go in and able to cut a deal so that they have similar control over the world, not similar, above those countries that have a governor or whatever it is, but they don't even go by kingship anymore. You see what I mean? And because we don't know, these sodomites are talking now, and they kill us. I mean, the amount of Holocaust, it's written down, and I'm reading it and say, but nobody don't even talk about it. If I didn't find this document, I wouldn't know that those kind of things happen. They won't talk about it. And then since they control the African people, the Christian-minded, we don't know nothing besides the praise the Lord and amen, hallelujah, and stuff like that. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And, I mean, totally fanatic. Christianity is 100% fanatic. I further say, we are all retarded. We have. We atrophy. And my friends, we don't know. We do not know that the best we can do is celebrate Christmas and Easter. You can't decipher anything that show you know that what these people are doing wrong. And you go out and you vote for them. You don't know what democracy is. You hear they talk about democracy and A.D. Anno Domini. We are all into the pool of piss. that these white people pierce. Yeah, we taste it, it tastes good too. That's it. That's what we are doing. Because they use their disease on us 100,000 years ago in Africa. And once we get into the Western world and can do little thing for ourselves, they come later on and decide that, okay, we're going to rule them with everything they have, and we're going to take control of it. So they work on the Africans in Africa and be able to have all the permission to dig the gold up in Africa when they are Europeans. They leave from Africa and go up into Europe to stay. And then they get lost. Nobody don't know. And all the evil that they do to us, you don't hear us turning back and pointing finger at them and say, this is what you did. No. If I don't read it, I don't know about it. You see what I mean? And now my eyes are open now. And my inner eye is open too. And when I look at them, I can tell something is wrong. I can tell something is wrong. And you can see that these people are just trying to find their way while they hold us at bay. They're with their instruments of disease and use other kind of a thing, guns and all kind of thing, to kill us every day. And talk about they have police. You see what we have out there as police? They're not ours. Adi and Adamani don't belong to us. We have our own government that they come and saw us with in the Western world. So how the heck are we under what they call AD and Adamani? Nobody will ask them about it. But I tell you, if you have the guts to ask them about it, they'll run from you. White sodomite that you see here. They are homosexual. Love body fucking. We are not into it. But that's what they are trying to get us to accept. Okay? You know they pass law that they, you know, I mean, men can marry men. Well, it's not just European they're after. They're after us, the African, to accept fucking ass is a nice thing. Okay? Now, they must want be out there and want to tell the people, want to tell us that it is climate change. But science, as I have heard, is against that. They won't be successful to use climate change to say the frequency of tornado is what is causing it. Because they find everything to blame when it comes to this as climate change. You see what I mean? When they kill the African people anywhere at all, you don't see the president, whoever president is. It could be even Obama. They don't do anything. They find a way to just go by like, you know, one of those things. They are the ones that are causing these whole lot of iniquity. They didn't come here and find it that way. They turn it into that. But because we are sick mentally by them, for real. And they are here now like they are fine. They come and settle on. I am asking the question, why these fucking white people come everywhere we go in the Western world and come settle down around us? They want us to fuck on us. That's it. They don't want anything else but that and the wealth that we have. Take it from us, and pretty soon
We dead out like the Neanderthals. That's what these Kinbati white people want and now dress up like they are civilized people. That's a fact. That's a fact. And, you know, it would be nice if somebody would just call. You know, just call in and let us talk. Let us talk about something. You know, let me tell you something. I was talking to a friend of mine today. Matter of fact, it's my cousin. Good cousin. He's a Christian preacher and all that. And since my best time on progress is since I learned to read better above fourth grade. From I graduate high school, it is after that, and I didn't wake up right away and begin to see things with more clarity. It didn't happen right away. But down the road, let's say like about another 10 or 12 years, I begin to read with greater clarity because my brain did that for me to tell me how to read. That's what caused that. But I grow up into a very sad and misfortune atmosphere. To, I imagine some people like me might have better luck when it comes to reading on, you know, like, say, higher level than fourth grade level. I had a hard time, right? But since now I begin to read with higher clarity, when I talk to the people of my time who go to even university, and I have siblings go to higher school, even university, right? My cousin that I have, he has been to at least a seminary. So, you know, these are not people who you can say cannot read. I wouldn't be tempted to even say that. But I don't have to be tempted, because what I'm going to tell you is naturally. Just anybody that I find go to university and graduate, whether it be a lawyer or a doctor, they have a problem talking. I mean, not all of them, because one of my doctors tells me that he has about 1,000 patients in his network. And he said, I'm the smartest of them all. Well, I don't think he's talking about whether I go to college or university. That's not the context in which he was saying it. He was saying that I am naturally a smart person, right? That you don't have to like go to much of a school to have the smart way that I think. Well, my cousin that I'm talking to, I find out the value of the way I am blessed to think. Because the kind of answers my cousin gives me about the use of words, it's deplorable. Because all of those lies in the Bible that God tells, like he's all-knowing, he this and he's that, all that positive. And you go places in the Bible where God is lying. He said one thing over there, and he come over here, and he do something else, like Adam and Eve. I have the evidence for what I'm saying. If God was a perfect God, all-knowing, right? Now, this is something that is important for people, especially civilized people, to think about. Let me see this here. M-A-N-Y. What are the many P-E. God is perfect in many ways. In every way, right? What are the many perfection of God? God is perfect in many ways. All right, let's go with that. In many ways, which means those many mean fully perfect. Perfect in holiness. That's a lie. I can tell you them that all of these that he's talking about God, he's talking about a monotheist God in the Bible, no other God at all. And whether you're reading that God is perfect in the Bible, it doesn't matter. No, God is not in that Bible. Okay? It is homosexual writing God and telling us that this sodomite God with them said tell them to kill the apple. I'm telling you, it's a fact. And you probably don't really take it from me, but if you were to like get down to it, that we must get to the source that is telling us what we're supposed to know. I am telling you, it is a fact. It is a fact that what you're reading in the Bible about God is not a God at all. You just don't read well enough. And I mean where word usage is concerned. If you think that Christian Bible means a God that creates the heaven and the earth, you have it all wrong. Because if you believe that church is a pure and something of the God that make the world, you're wrong. You're wrong. And the way to find out if God in the Bible is a real God is follow the different things that are said in the Bible. And you're going to come up with a lot of things that tell you that God cannot be a perfect God. God make a whole bunch of promises in the Bible, And you can definitely find more lies than you expect. But if you just believe the Bible, you won't know what I'm telling you. Because your eye would have to be open to know what I'm saying. That when you read history that tells you about the Elohim gods that came to earth, which is a fact, they created human beings. And of course, not in the context in which the Bible tells you that God made Adam and Eve in the garden. And that's a lie. You see what I mean? These folks make up church. Why you think white people make up church? You think it's African people make churches and church? No, we didn't make up no church. We are polytheism people. And if you ask the Arabs were not Christian. Arabs are polytheism. The Elohim gods. All of the ethnic groups that are created in South Africa. We are ethnic groups. And whether we are Chinese or Indians or whichever of us. The Arabs will tell you in the World History textbook that before they became Christian, the Muslims, it tells you that they were polytheism. It's there, they tell you that. But you see, these white sodomites that we have here now talking about, they have a government and stuff like that. We want the world to know. AD and Adamani, Christmas and all that, is not for civilized people. Maybe it's the first time you hear somebody telling you that, but you can take it to the bank. AD and Adamani is not government. And it's only a matter of time that you're going to find out. It won't be long, but I am not the only one you're going to hear tell you that. And it's not that people are only going to just tell you that. But this AD Anadamani with these sodomite white people must go out of our Western world. They must. See the tornadoes out there looking for them. And they will go down one by one, like the way they kill our Neanderthals and turn on us. They are going to get their doom. Okay? You don't know what that Bible that they have out there. You don't know the wickedness that it is. They make God, they make and turn it into all kind of things, and we accept it because what? I tell you that our brain is retarded long time. It's a whole lot of things we don't know this. We don't even know we have a government. We don't know the name of the government. We don't know really if we come from Africa. Because of these white sodomites, them, who behaving like they are natural people. And they're not. They're not. And you don't hear anybody calling me and trying to talk to me and tell me anything. All right. What I want to tell you is that God of the Bible, the Christian God, I am proving to you right now that there is no God there. None whatsoever. And there is no son, Jesus Christ. These people are talking something impossible. But as I talk to my cousin, anything that the Bible says, they don't understand. They said, the Bible says so. They believe it. Yeah. And believe that way put you in danger. You don't believe something like that. It's not that you can't believe. But there must be something. You can't be just believing something you don't know and claim that it is true. That's what is going on with Christianity. And you are afraid to change when you are seeing the corruption in the Bible words. Where God is lying, Jesus is lying because they are not real characters. So these sodomite white people can say anything there. They tell you even that your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things in the Bible. It means that they are giving you filth to eat and telling you it is God's word and you're going to eat the filth because you know what? You think you should eat it because God is God's word, say it. No, don't go like that. So if you began to practice word perfect when you read, you would have found out that what they're saying in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden is not true. It is in world history also that we were created in South Africa. World history says that we came to the Western world and the Bible don't tell you that because the white people who put the Bible together, Constantine, right? It's not African people. It's them. And they are telling us, in a way, they're using our character of Adam and Eve to twist our minds. And because we're confused, we believe it. Because they are making themselves like they were created by born of Adam and Eve, too. That's what these white people are doing with the Christian church. We're not supposed to accept them with nothing because they're not supposed to be among us because they are full of diseases they use on us. And we don't have much sense right now from 100,000 years ago. All right. But now I want to tell you that the perfection of God that you read about in the Bible, it's filth. It's not true. If you think there's a God in there, well, I mean, it's about time you tell God, oh, you know, he's neglectful because these people will kill us by the ton. You know, and God don't help us. You see what I mean? I'm talking about you in the Bible, in the Christian Bible. God make all kind of promise, and don't keep them. Can't you see that? Oh, yes, that's right. You cannot tell that the God that they have there. You cannot tell that it is not good because you're out of line with the use of words. And you may have big, sophisticated job too, and you're right with that. Because the way you learn to read in a university or a college or whatever, it does not allow you to use words according to the context of the word. These words are not to be treated with no bias or not like that. Because God said this in the Bible, you say, you believe it, and God is perfect. When you're reading big lie in the Bible, where God is saying, he begot a son named Jesus, and you don't have anything to show it is true. When anybody is alive, and in the case like Jesus was born by a virgin. But then they said they killed, crucified Christ. Now, what they have like four different gospel that is writing about the same character, Jesus. And not one of these four gospel do the favor of showing something tangible that Jesus did exist. They talk a whole bunch of stuff that Jesus exists, but not one of them is evidence that Jesus did exist. That's the problem. What I'm saying doesn't mean anything to a Christian person, because a Christian person is contaminated with disease. And when somebody teaches something that is not true, as long as you hold on to that with your belief, you will die with it, because you don't have the flexibility to use your judgment and say, well, but this is wrong. Because he said that over there, son. See, over here, so he's saying something different. You can't do that when you believe in something. That is what the problem is. So God make Adam and Eve, and he decided to make them long before made Adam and Eve in a garden. All right? So since God is perfect, no, right? God is perfect in many ways. He is perfect in holiness and purity, justice and goodness, mercy and love. He is perfect in knowledge, understanding, wisdom and power. His perfection means he is without fault. You hear that? Our defect. He never makes mistakes. Now, you're reading all these and you say God is perfect in these things? How about Adam and Eve in Genesis first chapter and the second chapter? You want to tell me in the third chapter of Genesis, you want to say God, in his time, before he make Adam and Eve, after he make Adam and Eve, didn't God said his work was good? Yes. You know that God said that. God turned around and said, the things he made were good. Now, God has no fault. Now, tell yourself whether or not your mind is working natural or unnatural. And you answer to these things that is given that God is perfect, right? You answer to this. When Adam and Eve sinned, directly after God say, they sin. Did God know before he created them and after he created them that they had fault and that they would disobey what God said? Did God know? We're not talking about a human being making anything. We're talking about the Almighty God that was making us for good. Which means he gave clearance for these people to operate just the way he created them. Did it happen? You answer what I am saying to you. Did it happen? Because, hey, it's hard to break out a believer out of anything, because what? A believer don't go by any fact. A believer is what you call it that now. That is free. Free believing. You don't have no obligation at all. Nobody can pull and fix your belief, because that is yours. So the fact that you have acted recklessly and, yeah, stupid to just believe in something you don't know. So who write the Bible now? Is it God or Jesus or what? No, he don't say that. So how you have somebody writing the Bible and telling you about God. You know, you don't have anything to show, say God said that. So these people who are writing the Bible are saying it because they have their reason why. They're making money off of it too. If you don't know, this is what is happening. Telling you the real, real truth about the world. Don't send you to the church. You don't go to the church. It's the sodomite people them. Say they make a new world, and this is what they do. Christmas and Easter and all these kind of stuff. These are monkeys, if you don't know. They look like human, but white people are monkeys. That's where they come from in the world, is the textbook. And if you don't know that they push aside our government, kingship government, that you can read and see for yourself. When our people come to America, they come under government that our Creator gave to us, if you don't know that. Short of knowing these things, you will go astray, and you will like being astray, because guess what? You really think that God say these things. How can your mind be unnatural in any kind of way of unnatural? You know. And you read better and see things in the Bible that is true. And if you know, not reading it and take it that way, God is going to curse you. That's serious stuff. Because you lack reality and you don't know, and you will never know because you believe. Belief is not something that you can fix. You have to come to an acknowledgement whether or not it is true or not, you know, which means knowledge has got to be in your mind. And knowledge is not for, knowledge is not unnatural. It is natural. Positively, it is natural. So the thing is, what we are under now, you're preaching to the people in your church, and you're telling them that God is this and God is that. The thing is, you don't know very well about who put those things in the Bible. But you believe that it's wise men. You know, God spake to wise men, and these wise men are writing these things. You believe this. You believe it. Right? And you believe it with such satisfaction that you're going to die, and they're going to, they're going to, like, thing there, what they call it. They're going to commit your body, right? They have a thing what them call that, right? And you feel all right until you're dead because you think that you're going to heaven and stuff. Well, you don't know the truth that the story about Adam and Eve in the garden is not what is in the Bible. And they say almost 2,000 years ago, European that are only sodomites, all of them come from sodomy. They are not civilized. They evolved 3 to 4 million years ago. We human beings just come about 200,000 years ago. And we won't know the coherent civilized information that we are to have, because these white people teach us to believe foolishness, and it's the reason why they use their disease on us, and knowing that we are not stable people. They can make up, you know, I mean, shit out a government out of their asshole, and we take it as government. Okay? They make up of something called federal court, and we bow to that. Now, I may sound, you know, like somebody who don't respect people,
But I do respect people. And you may think that my language is vulgar. Well, look, what these white people do to us, it's past being vulgar or none of, or anything of that level. You have to go to where these white people, they are the first criminal on earth. They are the first murderer on earth. They are the first everything evil. More about to talk about them making up churches and all these kind of stuff. You don't know them. You don't know them. Okay? You get acquainted with words and begin to find out that there is just no way, you don't stand no chance at gaining anything out of what the Bible say about God. You don't have not even dust coming your way. And not until you come to a realization about what words say. When you get a knowledge of words and what words say, you will find out something different. But as long as you are believing in the church, you will never know the truth. You will never know the civilized truth. And you will take the uncivilized church and think it is civilized. That's what is going to happen. Because you become afraid of going depending on words. You have to depend on words. And if you're not depending on words, something is wrong. If you don't depend on words and depend on people, you must get to know words and the tangible and intangible points when you are talking. That's what you are depending on. But you can't be depending on how you were grown up, and you can't come to the realization of what is in word when you say them and how you are to know the difference of the definitions in the words. Words, when you read it, they are intangible. But when you call that word, it should mean something to you. Either it mean little or a lot. How many definitions in that word? You need to know that. And you may think that, some people try to tell me that I am talking like I'm this and I'm that. I'm not saying no. I just go to adult school. I don't get no higher education than that, except I graduate paralegal. Yeah. So I only have adult high school and paralegal. That's all I have. So if I am talking like an offense, it's not like I am putting on or not like that. I'm just talking the truth. And that if you are not free to deal with the truth, something is wrong with your entire life. So what I am trying to tell you, without anybody teach me this, because I'm dealing with words, I can prove that when it is written that God is perfect, he's all-knowing, he predestined things in the world and everything like that. And I see things that are done according to God. They are writing that God said this and God said that. Those kind of things, they are right. You can't attribute it to man. You have to put it that God himself said that, regardless of who write it on, but it come in the name of God. So when you believe that it is God say it through the mouth of the man, and a lie is being written that you take for God, something, your soul is lost, really. That's what happened. Because you're not connected to words. Because words that only go through one human
that is deceiving you, how do you know you're not being deceived? You have to go through the process of words to know when, you know, words are being used genuinely. Otherwise, you're in bad shape. All right. So I'm telling you now, especially down here, when you say God don't have faults, God is don't have no defect, right? And you think about both God and his son create Adam and Eve. And the two of them no have no fault. Before they make Adam and Eve, they know what they're doing. All right, let's say we understand that they know everything. Why would they make Adam and Eve and not make allowance for the fact that they have defects? They lie all over in the Bible about this. And although millions of people in the world read the Bible and see that the Bible have affirmed that God and his son are perfect, you hear how much perfection they have, and they decided to make Adam a long time before they actually did. Now, you want to tell me at any time they decide to make Adam and Eve, they are perfect, right? God is perfect, right? And all these things that you have assurance that God, you know, is. So when now they are writing that God cursed these people because they eat a fruit, and if we, when we are Christians, because I was Christian for a long time, about 50 years, right? But I started to read and I find out that no, you know, something ain't right here, okay? And I will have to correct things because words are not lying to me, and the context in which you're using them will not lie, okay? So I am saying that the amount of lies in the Bible that we think come from God, it is impossible, because Adam and Eve in the Bible is one special thing that you cannot get over, because long before God created them, according to the Bible, God was perfect. He and his son was perfect. They don't have faults. So they're making all everything else, and only mankind is going to go astray and cannot come back from going astray. And they talk all kind of thing about God will go and look for the last sheep and all that. And it doesn't work. And the people who are writing it, not noticing that we may come up someday and find something wrong with what they wrote, they don't care about that. Still writing it because they think we're going to be retarded for all generations. It's not working out like that. So right now, I am telling them on behalf of us all, whether or not we like it, but I'm telling it now. White people must leave our territory, and that is forever the power that is going to drive them out. We don't want them around us any longer, because we couldn't see them whole bunch of disease really mash us up, right? But the good Lord is opening some of our eyes. We are remnant of those that have passed and gone, and we are here to establish the fact of our Creator. And these faggots, white people, must go. We don't want them among us. They were not here. They had no affirmation. No one invited them to come everywhere we are and try to fuck our assholes. Nobody invited them. And now they're behaving like they're the only one that rule the world now. And anywhere we are, you know, we don't value anything. You don't know that. You don't know that because they give you the church rule. Now, me know say them full of dog, flea, and all kind of thing. False, defect, you know, and they make, not just mistake, but they are, really, really lunatic in what they're doing. If we talk about their make Adam and Eve, that's not true. That's not true. He make promises. God make promises. That is, he don't have faults on all this kind of thing. What they did first, when they come home, when God come home and see Adam and Eve, he begin to curse them. And yet, what the serpent, the talking serpent, what the talking serpent tells Eve, objected to what he said concerning God told Eve that if they eat of that fruit, he forbid them to eat, they are going to die. Well, the serpent reject that, object to it, to Eve, and say, no, God knows that the day you eat of this fruit and forbid you to eat, you will be wise as God. You're not going to perish. You will not die. It's bizarre if you're out there and listening to me. What did God say about that? God, instead of rebuke and, discharge the liars, no, God said, God affirm what the serpent said. The serpent said that God knows the day she eats of it, contrary to what God said, God, the woman will be wise as gods. No, that's extreme. That's going to an extreme. You mean God don't make mistakes? Come on. If you look on this situation and it doesn't bother you, it means that your word sense is retarded. You can't hear those things and you don't recognize that something is wrong with it. Well, I begin to see things the way things exist. That's the reason why I see these lies. Jesus lies. Apostle Paul lies. Apostle Paul never exists. That's how bad it gets. You see what I mean? And you'll be dreaming and going on with all kind of thing and think that I am joking. I am not joking. I am talking for real, and it took me a while to word process, to have its way and for me to find out that what we have in the Bible as a God is not a God at all. It's just plain lies and contrivance that have nothing to do with the truth. These sodomite white people, they are going to go. They will go. They may stay for long, but they are going to go. Look what direction the tornadoes traveling in out there. Since this year, look at what is going on. And if you don't see something different is going on, well, read your Bible good again. And this time, make sure you know what those words are saying to you. And look, I'm not begging you to believe anything. I am begging you to build your knowledge up with words. Get to know what the word's saying to you so that you're going to say, well, if God say that, God will not lie. But you get God's word lying in the Bible because you look for Genesis 6:15, where God said, it repented him that he made man. And he knew long before that before he make mankind, he have all that time to know that he's not going to make them properly. No, you can't come now taking these things up and say you believe them because God say yes. No, something is really wrong with your mind if you're thinking that way. Because words don't lead you wrong. If you say God don't have faults, he don't make mistakes, it's supposed to be every one of these words must be checked for real, truth. But it don't happen. And so, my friends, I am telling you, for real, that all of these things about God and Jesus is untrue. It's false, very false. So it was good. I bring out all these words and tell you, and say, well, if you depending on that, you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. And go celebrate Christmas and Easter and all those kind of stuff. But I tell you what, it's not the truth as far as I know. Not the truth. And the white people, they are pretending to be civilized, but they are not civilized. They are the killer, the murderer of the civilized people. And now that they say they have all things, everything, and they don't, it's all that they invade and steal and make law to steal and say we are bad people that throw us in jail and all that kind of stuff. But it is because we are down. Now, to be up like I am telling you, and we see all the lies in the Bible and everything like that, it's a matter of time. What I'm saying is not going to just sit where I'm at and nothing happen. Something is going to change. Okay, because these white people don't have no truth about anything. They should not be writing a Bible. They should not be using our character to do anything. And they come and pitch themselves up and vote. They have government. They have this. They have KKK. They have kind, all the evil, and some semi-good. Yeah. And that's the way they decide to do it. But the truth now, as we see it, from Genesis to Revelation, they cannot hide. And look, you're talking about they want to pass themselves off as human being. How can they be human being and they make bed with dogs? They mate with dogs, okay? And mate with a man with a man. We don't have that culture. You look in the World History textbook. We don't. And they are telling us that we are to marry same sex and start, fucking on us. When they say they have law for us to do that, what do they think about themselves? Look, you know what? Not in my lifetime can what I say reverse. It will never reverse. Because I'm looking at the words them, and I'm telling you what they say. All right. Now, my friends, when I tell you that we have a government that is sitting down, not being used, we're going to use our government again, okay? Because not unless, you are going to do something to prevent it. I don't know how you're going to do that, but I am saying, based on what I have read and what is to be expected, that we will government back in force. As it was in the beginning, so it will be in the end, okay? And as far as I know, our government was in effect in America when they use all kind of efforts to undermine our religious ways, governmental and kingship system. That's what they do. They undermine to drive our people out of their mind, and that's what they did. That's what they did. And now, it's difficult now because too much times have elapsed, and we begin to have no use besides to believe foolishness. And that's the problem. You see? Because they mesmerize our brain into being retarded. We can't correct anything that they do. We will have to get enlightened mind and begin to read properly all over again. You see? But it's not because we don't have our government. They are endeavor to claim we don't have no government. They are the government. But you bet, you wait until it comes afloat. They're going to see what they're going to do with themselves then. You see what I mean? Because everything is going against them. We get into trouble with our own creators. We, the remnant, are going to, we are making amends with our government, the gods who leave us here, okay? And the power and strength that we have is to amend our ways with our Creator. But if you go around there and all you want is somebody to go have some sex with, and go on, and if you're gone and talk about you don't know what kind of sex you are and stuff like that, and you're gone into sodomy and all those kind of things, going to overcome you. If you don't come and hold on to the word that's telling you the truth, where you use your will to comply with the words that you know. Outside of that, you're going to spoil. Now, let's go into this portion. Uncivilized Europe apply disease to indigenous people and follow them to the West. That's why we are in the state we are in, and they may out there turn off my mic, but if they continue to turn off my mic, they'll pay for it. See those tornadoes out there? They're not going away for right now. You see what I mean? Oh no. They're gonna find out what it does for them to have an unnatural mind. Okay? You have an unnatural mind and you think that polluting our world is the right way to go. Then once we use our natural mind to do the things of our Creator, you will find out what it means for you to have an unnatural mind, to corrupt the creation of our gods. Now, this is the headline of what I have to say, and then the synopsis behind. So, the headline is Civilized Europe. No, it's not Civilized Europe. I mean to say Uncivilized Europe apply their diseases to the indigenous people. That's why we don't know that we have lost so much of our brain. And they follow us after many years, and a lot of them breed up out there. They come and they say they're taking over from us. we have our government. And because we don't have our right sense, we allow them to, chase us out from Africa to the Western world. But when we will begin to read, see what they have, they will have to go. They don't have any choice. And they will have to drop every single pin, every dust right where they are and go back to Europe with themselves. Yeah, because none of what they have is theirs. That's the thing about it. They have stolen everything. Okay? And they're going to find out that it's not going to work out the way they thought. Because they do not prepare to handle what they do. In the beginning, they will do it in the end. You see what I mean? They will do it in the end. And that is, you invaded us, right? You invaded us, and you colonized us. So you thought it was good, but then something is going to fulfill, but not on their side, but on our side. I have a government that has been suspended, and I'm saying we have it in the beginning, and we shall have it in the end. And it means that what these Sodomites have done, it will not stand. So in the beginning, so in the end. They were losers in the beginning, and they will be losers in the end. Okay? We have our government in the beginning, and we will still have it in the end. So listen to this. When I sit here and I talk these things and turn myself up, it will be a testimony. It will be a good testimony, what they did. Okay? These crap, sodomites. Yeah, that's the way they decide to treat us. That's my testimony. All right, watch this. So they used the disease on us 100,000 years ago, and from Africa to the Western world, all of us who are African have been destroyed. Our brain has been destroyed. That too many things we are to be able to do for ourselves, and we have been subjected to iniquity. Now, other devastating assaults on these ways of life, included the Spanish missions to California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts
by churches and governments undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. You see how it go? You don't hear nobody talk about this, right? Yeah, but I'm word perfect. And anywhere I see things of certain value, I'm taking it up. And this is it here. You don't hear nobody talk because what? They're too tired and can't be bothered. But look, it's not designed to be that way. So things that are done in the darkness come to light. Sin, deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo. We have Thornton's carefully considered estimate of the size of the indigenous population before the Europeans arrive. We have Thornton's carefully considered estimate of the size of the indigenous population before the European arrived. We have considered information on the interrelated specific cause of the 12, no, of the counting the dead demographic collapse. All right? They want to know how it was when they started out and after the collapse. I want to find out like how many people have been killed and destroyed. We have it's the demographic. We have a reliable estimate of the size of the indigenous population at its at its denier. At its denier. At the beginning, the 20th century, and along with its information, we can apply along with this information, we can apply an important demographic insight calculated by Thornton as we work through these inevitably grim and saddening computation. Stannard has estimated that almost 100 million indigenous people in the Western Hemisphere have been killed or died prematurely because of the European and their descendants during the past five centuries. Stannard reached this conclusion by estimating
by we have a reliable, okay, so it says beginning we can apply important diagnostic insight calculated by Thornton as we work through these inevitable grim and saddening computation. All right. Stannard has estimated that that almost 100 million indigenous people in the Western Hemisphere have been killed or died prematurely because of the Europeans and their this descendants during the past five centuries. Stannard reached this conclusion by estimating the origin, by estimating the original native population at approximately 100 million, and by noting that this number had fallen by 95% by the beginning of the 20th century. Ward Churchill has estimated the total of indigenous deaths in the sum indigenous deaths to be somewhat greater than 100 million, as aggregating as these numbers
I didn't see that good. He says greater than 100 million. As staggering as these numbers are, Thornton's research provides a compelling reason to believe that the human cost of the indigenous Holocaust were much greater, as noted above. Thornton developed smaller estimate of about 75 million indigenous inhabitants of the Western Hemisphere in 1492. And this population declined to less than 5 million by 1900. And my dear friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today and see what you get from what I have managed to put out to you. And take good care. I love you all. Love yourself. And remember, once the breath stops breathing, that's it. Make good of your life now, and that nothing is better than you. Make your spirit
as good as possible. Yes. Okay, so let's see what we'll go out with one of my melody and see how well we can relax with it. Okay, let's see. We're gonna go with this tune here, a soft little tune. All right, Luther Vandross.
When I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me.
So come on. Wait a minute. So, oh, I pass this. Do I pass them? Yes.